Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell. And coming up, by the way, Brent Key is on the way. We'll also get into some NFL conversation. Yeah, man, no man as well. Falcons did report today. What did the gentleman say to you about how you're wavering back and forth right now?
Yeah, our buddy Brandon Mincy, he's comparing me to one of those inflatable waving arm things you see by car dealerships, that I'm kind of going down, that I'm up, that I'm basically vacillating between enthusiasm and pragmatism when it comes to the Falcons. And I said, that's the world I'm living in, man, because I know I shouldn't be looking backwards. But like a frog that can look backwards and frontwards at the same time, I'm still thinking about the things that we talked about last year, the kind of, you know, from some coaching decisions, late in games, clock management, strategy, or lack of strategy. I'm still kind of in between. So, I'm waffling. I'm a waffler.
Okay. Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man. Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
That's me.
That's where you are. You're listening to WCGC. Guys, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta. I think, Mike, and by the way, guy asked me too, he says, you guys are talking about these interviews. What if I'm working? What if I miss it? Odyssey app. We've been telling you this. I mean, like, here's where it's at. We get it. You can't tune in at the particular time. I understand. You can go to the app, and you can always listen and go back and hear what was said on the interviews. So if you're looking like, I don't know, man, I want to hear Drake London, all right?
Right.
And we get him on for whatever reason. Somebody has him on the radio station. You want to see what he has to say, you can always go to the app and check that out. So I want to remind you guys as we get to camp, because we don't assume that you're going to be able to tune in every single minute and right. hear all this great stuff that's going to happen, but you can go back and listen. So that's an opportunity to check that out. All right, Brent Key's on the way. As we discuss this, you know, today report day, as we had Adam Schefter on to start the show today, and Schefter again talking about the Falcons, the expectations around the country and what people are saying. There are high expectations for Michael Penix, but I also think, Mike, these second-year quarterbacks, and I'm not talking about the rookies, right? I'm not talking about Cam Ward. Right. The second-year guys, because Penix now is a second-year guy, even though he didn't start last year. But, you know, the Caleb Williams of the world, the Bo Nix, right? McCarthy starting for the Vikings. He's a second-year guy, even though he was hurt. I think there's a lot of expectations for the group last year, Mike. The guys we got to see, like Jaden Daniels. Does he take a step back? Because if Jaden Daniels gets any better, the Commanders are going to Super Bowl.
Right. I mean, they went to the NFC Championship. Yes, they were outmatched against the Eagles. We get it. But just, and the, you know, things they've added. They've added things on both sides of the ball. Yes, they do have a disgruntled wide receiver, but they did add Debo to help out. And if they can get that contract done, you got a hell of a receiving core. Ooh. You know, I do think that, you know, people expect, you know, some teams will be rising or falling. I don't know what to make of Dallas. You know, Dak Prescott's coming back. They do have a lot of weapons. Now, again, it's a good problem to have. You got so many talented players, but you don't have enough money to cover them all. And that's why this Micah Parsons thing is kind of dragging out like a soap opera, and Jerry's not helping by saying things about guys he's already signed and bellyaching about guys he's got to sign. But you could argue if the Cowboys get their ish together under Schottenheimer, big if, you know, they'd be another team in the NFC. So all of a sudden you're like, so where do we fit in if we don't win the division? So that gets back to the conversation about Adam Schefter. He does believe we are a playoff team.
I do too. All right, what do you guys think? Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and this radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. All right, we got to get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Speaking of Micah Parsons, let's start there, Mike, because Jerry and his son Steven had their say. Well, Parsons is there. Yesterday, he didn't participate in any drills, but he was there. And then he spoke to the media afterwards. I want you to hear a few things he said. One, talking about whether the Cowboys want to get a deal done or not.
Cowboys want to get a deal done?
I mean, honestly, for me, it really don't matter. Like I said, I've been pretty consistent. If they don't want me here, they don't want me here. I go about my business. I understand the nature of the business. Like I said, as long as I'm here and under contract, I'm going to do what I have to do to perform at the highest level. But if this is the end, this is the end. You know, there's same way that Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and the other Jerry Jones take care of their family, it's the same way I need to take care of my family. You know, I mean, I got my own three kids of my own, so we all need to take care of our own family at the end of the day.
I got to take care of my family.
Yeah. Bread on my table. We were talking about Jerry. You know, is he a leader? I need him to show some leadership. We're going to give him that check. And then remember we talked about his off-the-field stuff. Not bad off-the-field stuff, just very involved in media, you know, podcasts and interviews. He did have the beef with DeMarcus Lawrence. Remember that went viral about beefing like, well, you weren't a leader. Well, you weren't a leader. So who is the leader? You know, if you got, you know, two guys on your defensive line that were squabbling, not sure how that played out, who's right, who's wrong. But is Micah Parsons that alpha dog? I think he is. I don't know. I'm not inside that locker room. But Jerry, I don't believe anything. I don't think Jerry knows what he's talking about when he starts questioning things like that.
Here's Parsons talking about the lack of movement in the contract talks.
Micah, how would you characterize how close you are to getting something done?
I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We'll just see how long things take, you know.
Thank you, Pastor.
And again, for those who missed Adam Schefter, Schefter was saying today, part of this is that Parsons in March spoke with Jerry Jones. Jerry really wanted Micah Parsons to just say, yeah, everything you're saying is good and we're going to get a deal done. Then what Micah Parsons did, what any good player does, talk to my agent. And Jerry and Steven have not done that. So that is where this riff is happening, because Jerry and Steven are like, well, we hadn't talked to Gata. We're not talking to him. We talked to you in March, and everything seemed like it was good. So now, Mike, this is when it gets personal, because, like, you're talking to the player. You know we love you. You're telling him all this stuff. We're going to pay you. Okay, you just want him to say yes, and he's like, talk to my agent. You're not talking numbers. So that's why Parsons is answering like, I don't know, because they've not talked to him or his agent since March. Last but not least, Parsons on Jerry Jones's comments.
For each other, but stuff gets said in the media. Have you had a conversation with him after yesterday's presser?
No, but I'm gonna talk to him. You know, I just thought, as a whole, like, you know, everyone's situation is different. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, I'm here for my teammates. You know, I'm not here to please another grown man. I'm here for them. You know, I want to be here with Trey, watch him rehab, watch him go on the field, watch his growth. I want to be here battling with Terrence Steele. Like, I'm here for these guys. I'm not here for him, you know. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, he's on the field with us. You know, we're on the field playing the games and things like that. So,
I'm here
by the way,
guys.
Jerry Jones asked today, and we were talking about this yesterday, and we mentioned it with Steve Wyche. He was asked yesterday in the media session if he'd ever thought about stepping down as CEO of the Cowboys.
Let me guess. No.
Small fractions of seconds, momentarily.
He said he's
for fractions of a second, Carl, Jerry Jones has thought about stepping down.
Jerry wouldn't know what to do with himself.
No, but we played that audio from, if you missed it yesterday, you basically had an 89-year-old owner sounding like he's ready for the home of the Bengals, saying, I can't give a guy a fifth-year contract because he could be arrested. He could be in jail. Talking about Shamar Stewart. Great way to start a working relationship, right?
Yeah.
And then you got Jerry asked by the media yesterday, like, you know, what about Parsons? You know, you gave Diggs a contract. What about Parsons? And he's saying, well, maybe I was too early giving Diggs his deal. So you've already taken off guys that are under contract, let alone the guys you haven't signed. Man, it's just, if you're a Cowboy fan, and real quick, one of my neighbors, Carl Kirby, he grew up in Dallas, Texas, and he worked here in Georgia for years with the FAA. Big Cowboy fan. And he said it to me today, walking the dogs. You just know you're going to be good. You're never going to be great with Jerry. You're never going to get back to the Super Bowl, and there's always going to be something that's going to conspire to keep you out of the Super Bowl. You've got a lot of great talent, but you know that Jerry is that constant obstacle to your success.
They've had... Mike Brown. They had their chance, Mike, when they went 3 years of 13 wins.
Mm-hmm.
and DQ was your coordinator, your defensive coordinator, and your defense was really good. That was, they had to get there. And you hadn't paid Dak $60 million yet either, and they weren't able to get there. Guys, they hadn't been out of the divisional round. So, trust me, your neighbor, I'm aware, man. Like, that's the vibe in Texas is that I can, how long can I ride with this team and continue to be let down? You think we've been let down?
Right.
You think we've been let down? They hadn't been in a Super Bowl since the mid-90s, guys.
It's one thing when your team
is... And it's the Cowboys.
Right, when your team isn't good. Like, we've been, you know, last couple years, we've been like 500 right on the cusp, needed a quarterback. Cowboys have had a quarterback. Last year, of course, he got injured. But to me, Dak is a guy I still don't trust in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I just don't. I mean, that playoff loss 2 years ago to the Packers, that's about as embarrassing as it gets. And that's when a lot of Cowboy fans, you got to fire McCarthy right there. And you waffle and you keep McCarthy for another year. And then what do? You move on and you bring in McCarthy light. Brian Schottenheimer, you didn't even go outside the ranch.
Well, remember, he's not called plays. That's my biggest beef with this. You guys remember when he was at Georgia?
Yeah, 1 year.
Do you remember this?
That's when Rick was really kind of throwing stuff up on the wall.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Was that the futon butter?
Uh-huh.
Futon butter?
Batter, yep, it sure
was. We call the futon butter.
So, I don't know where this goes, but the Micah Parsons situation, my guess is it gets resolved, but no time soon. Hey, man, 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Caleb Williams has a goal. Can he accomplish it? 4,000 yards. He would become the first 4,000-yard passer in Bears history. Wow. He also wants to complete 70% of his passes. There's only been 6 guys in the NFL to ever do that. Drew Brees did it 4 times. Nevertheless, here is Caleb Williams on the goals.
Obviously, I have self-goals, and that's, you know, being the first 4,000-yard passer in Bears history. That's a, you know, goal of mine, 70% completion. That helps the team, keeps us on the field, puts us in better positions. And then other than that, just trying to go down and, you know, score the most points that we can with each drive that we have. So that's kind of my self goal. And obviously other than that, you got to go win. That's success for me. That's success for the team. That's all we wish for and all I wish for.
You know, the Bears have got a bunch of guys in the Hall of Fame. They're one of the most omnipresent when you go up to Canton to see all the guys. They've never had a quarterback in the Hall of Fame. And the high watermark, obviously, was Jim McMahon. Then you get into, like, a Rex Grossman. Think about that.
Cutler.
Jay Cutler there for a minute. That cab drive I had that day. You got to go back to Atlanta. Tell your listeners what Jay Cutler is. He's a real off. I can't say that, sir. Good for him. Look, you got a great – you got the coach in – was it Ben Johnson who came down from Detroit?
Yep.
So you got a guy who's – strengthen up the trenches. You got a lot of leadership up there. I mean, that'll be our old center. Dalton will be the center up there for him. Plus, you know, they've got a tremendous set of skill position players. So let's see. Also in one of the toughest divisions.
No doubt. If he's able to pull this off, Bears a playoff team, guys. That's how I feel. Like, if he's able to do this. But they didn't protect him last year. He got sacked 67 times or something of that nature. That's been the problem. Hey, Mike, real quick, we talk about playing in the preseason. Did you see what the Bengals head coach, Zach Taylor, said? They plan on playing Joe Burrow more in the preseason this year than they ever have.
I don't understand that. With a guy, I mean, Michael Penix Jr., you want a guy to get more reps, and I thought he needed more reps last year. Of course, now we know why. Didn't want to get Cousins upset. But no, that doesn't make any sense for a guy who's kind of sort of becoming an operation game. Remember the calf? Remember you and I were doing the show at Hooters a couple years ago, and all of a sudden he comes up lame in practice?
Yeah.
Elbows, arms. No. I would have him on ice, man. That's one series for the – that's one where one series in the preseason does make sense.
It's crazy.
Right?
Some of these coaches' philosophies, they're thinking, all right, we got to get our guys out there more because there's less preseason games, more opportunity. Who knows? Hey, you want to win a family 4-pack of tickets to Margaritaville at Lanier Islands Water Park, guys? Be caller number 7 right now at 404-726-0929. We will do our show live. It's the final Friday of 2025 where no football will be played.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up, Brent Key's going to join us. We may even get a chance to talk to the starting quarterback of Georgia Tech. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Glad to have you listening on a Wednesday. Tomorrow is Falcons' first day of training camp. And again, all of our shows will be live from Flower Branch. And then Mike and I will be doing the show from Hooters. Also coming up a little bit later on, we will talk about the House versus the NCAA. The lawyers, imagine this, a lawyer's agree on the NIL collectives will be treated like any other business. What's this all mean?
What's this all mean?
Well, look, Mike, all of this stuff, can I be honest? There's so much going on. I don't blame the coaches to feel the way they do about it. I know all these coaches are like, screw this, I just want to go play games. But all of this is playing out as to how things are going to work for every program. So we'll fill you in on the latest with that. And also we'll talk about a Georgia commit who has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. That is on the way. Right now, though, before we get to coach and the quarterback, let's get to a yeah, man, no, man.
Alrighty, guys, happy hump day. Getting ready for a beautiful, what I anticipate to be a beautiful day tomorrow, Falcons training camp.
Can we get a morning like this morning?
I know, right? Listen, let me tell you something.
Yes,
my
please.
Son hopped in the car after his morning workout. Shout out to Whitfield Academy. And I said, boy, y'all got lucky today. He was like, what do you mean? I was like, what? No son. He was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, it's true.
So, yeah,
it's true.
Man. It's got to be a great feeling for those kids because they be working. All of them. All the high school football teams out there. All the student athletes because everybody's getting ready for fall sports. All right. All right, guys. First up, this is personal.
Oh, it's not business.
This ain't business. It's personal. So, you guys know the whole drama I've had with my car, getting got from a car, what was that, 2 months ago now? And
you parked in what you thought was a safe location in downtown Atlanta, only to find your car was stolen.
Gone.
By miscreants.
Yeah. Hoodlums.
She belongs to the streets.
She belongs
Thank
to the
you.
Horrible people that couldn't make it an honest living, Crow. They had to take an honest man, a working man's vehicle.
I know.
She belongs to the streets.
I know, man. It still upsets me. I mean, there's nothing like being violent.
Yeah, well, you know. Happy times, fast forward. Right. Happy times somewhat, right?
Okay,
we decide to go ahead and get a second vehicle or another vehicle for my wife.
Right.
Because we had her car paid off as well. So we, move her car to me.
Yeah.
An Atlas, and we get her another one. And lo and behold, the headlights go out last night.
Oh, come on.
Now, this is a 2018. You're like, Daddy, what's the big deal? No. These aren't just your regular pop-in, pop-out headlights. These are the LEDs.
Oh.
And they have to replace the entire headlight set.
Damn. Man, you can't catch a break.
$1,000 a side.
$1,000?
Whoa. A side.
$1,000 a headlight?
A side.
What in the Thomas Edison is going on, man?
Wow.
$2,000.
$2,000.
Looks like somebody's going to be rolling out of some headlights.
But get this.
By the way.
That's just the parts.
That's not labor.
That's not labor.
All right, time out. You go to YouTube, bro.
Time out.
I went to YouTube.
Time out. Please tell me you took the sage advice of Ice-T on that commercial, Carl, where he says you've got to have that car insurance, that automotive insurance that will cover all those things. Because as Ice-T knows, Carl, sometimes repairs can be a B.
Ice-T.
Well, we didn't have that because we still had the dealership warranty had just ended.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
This are you, never fails.
Never
by
fails.
The way, and by the way, for you kids out there, car owners, a date, or an, you know, get that insurance. I know it sounds like a pain.
Ice-T.
Ice-T knows it, Carl.
Yeah,
by
yeah,
the way,
man.
Ice-T does better.
Problem like a power window motor or a big problem like an engine or transmission that could cost you thousands of dollars. You're taken care of.
That's right.
Ice-T deserves an Emmy more for that than anything he's ever done on Law & Order SUV or SVU, whatever the hell they call it.
So anyway, yeah, man, no, man. I say all this to say cars today, they've make them now where it's almost impossible to do the basic things like change out a headlight.
So what, you thought you were going to do this
first? Yeah, I looked on YouTube and it was like, oh, yeah, no, that ain't happening. Yeah, man, no, man. Automobile maker industry has been unfair in making basic car repairs like headlights doable.
Yes. Oh, yes. Now, I mean, what kind of car?
It's a Volkswagen Atlas. So, yeah, but that's it's a 2018.
I mean, you know, if you're driving like a Lambo or a Porsche, you know, I mean, then I'd say, okay. But, I mean, that's just crazy talk right there.
Yeah, it is. Look, it sucks. The answer is yes, because all these cars are so electronically – now everything now is computers.
LED, but the LED feature on the headlight amps, they look great, but, man, that's costly.
It's very expensive.
All right, ready to go?
All right, we got a phase out of Yeah Man, No Man and talk to Brent Key because he is here, the head football coach of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Brent Key, it's Dukes and Bell. What's going on, Coach?
Yo.
Yeah, we saw you on TV up there. I know it's a dog and pony show. We know you got a million things, but we do appreciate the time. This season, it feels like, Brent, not to put extra pressure on you, but do you, from a personal standpoint, feel this is a year where the program takes a big step up?
We're taking a lot of steps. You know, I think it's more of a jump we need to take, right?
Right.
You know, it's one of the things that, you know, you can't predict what's going to happen, you know, results of games, all that kind of stuff. I do feel like this is the best squad we've had, the most depth we've had. You know, love the way the teams come together over the summer. The new faces that have added in and really bought into what we do and how we do it. So I'm excited.
Coach Key, I heard you talking about the senior class. Experience matters, right? I've always been big on this. I mean, it's something you guys, I'm talking about just the coaching industry, especially in college football, you know, because guys are jumping around, but experience matters. You got a bunch of seniors coming back. Talk about this senior class and the leadership it's provided for your program.
Yeah, you know, for the first time, you know, the senior class will be the leadership committee, will be the leadership group. And, you know, it's very rare you have, you know, 27 seniors, especially now this day and age. And not all of them are starters. They're not. And, you know, but it allows those guys to have a voice in leadership and be able to back the guys that are the vocal ones in front of everybody. And, you know, you say experience matters. I mean, my goodness, you know, some of the when you go through the retention phase, you know, of the year, some of the most valuable guys we were able to retain are the guys, you know, that third, you know, that O lineman's third year in the program or the linebacker that's in his third or fourth year in the program. You know, the DB, they might not be a starter, but they know how you do things. They know, you know, how you go about your business. I mean, they worked and trained. And those are the most valuable pieces that people don't even know their names. They're the guys that give you that stability, though.
We know you've been hitting the recruiting trail as Brent Key joins us guys from up in Charlotte at ACC Media Days. Got 19th for last year for the 25 class, and obviously you got some big names cooking, plus the transfer portal. How important is that, and how important are the transfers that you brought in going to be this year?
Yeah, you know, the transfers are important because no different than free agency in the NFL. And I've said it a couple of times now. We've got to get out of this notion of saying, oh, you lost somebody in the portal. I mean, people don't say, well, you lost this guy in free agency. And they chose to take a different deal. And then you have to decide what's the best fit for your team. And, you know, that's the fun part of it, guys. I mean, I'm having a blast with that part. It's true essence. You know, I read the book Moneyball back in, you know, what, 2005, I think. I put it away. I think I've read it twice in the last year since, just because it excites me. And, you know, we brought 25 transfers in and, you know, to supplement, fill holes. You know, it's not always the marquee guy that you might hear. I mean, it's guys that are pivotal roles on the team that you have to get better. You know, so many people focus on the top 10 players on the team now with rev share and NIL and all these different things. They're trying to get the top player at this position and this position, which we're trying to do that too, but we're also trying to elevate the bottom third of our roster every year. All right, we're trying to improve that bottom third because that's just going to elevate the basement of your program. And that's how we focused. And we wanted guys we brought in the program that had had experience on the field playing. I didn't want to bring guys in that had, had set the bench for 2 years somewhere and were unhappy. So, I mean, we brought in guys that had experience and really good playing experience.
Coach Brent Key joining us here on Dukes and Bell, guys. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is ACC Media Days. Brent Key spoke to the media today. He's joining us from up there in Charlotte. Coach, you talked about back-to-back winning seasons. You talked about the bowl games and, you know, first time in over a decade. You went 5-0 at home last year. You do have a lot to build on, but I believe it starts with Haynes King. Tell us what you are preaching to your quarterback this upcoming season.
Be yourself. Be who you are. Have confidence. You don't have to be the leader all the time, every time now, because we have a lot of guys that lead around them. I think there was a big part of, especially in year one, and it bled over into year two a little bit until he got hurt, where if things weren't necessarily going great, everybody just looked at Haynes and expected Haynes to lift the team. But now that's not the case. And I think we learned that as the season went on. We have other players that can make plays, and it's everyone else's responsibility to do their part. You can't just look at one person and put all that pressure on him. And I said, because then when it doesn't happen, you don't get the result you wanted, it's even worse. So, I think him seeing there's other people around him that are going to rise up and say, hey, I want to put it on me. Put it on me. And that helps really relax him and lets him be comfortable and play his game.
Coach Brent Key with us, guys. Of course, played under George O'Leary, coached with Nick Saban, knows about physicality in the trenches. I know you brought in some in the portal on the defense to get after the quarterback. Is this going to be a nasty offensive line?
Does a bear poop in the woods?
I know I loaded that one up for you, but you want to run the football as well, don't you?
That one, dog.
Right.
I could have said a lot of other things. That was very PG rated.
Yes,
for you.
It was. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. Coach, you said today when I guess asked about Georgia, it made me laugh because this is prototypical Brent Key. You said I'm paraphrasing, but you said I don't give a damn. I could care less where the game is because you were asked about it being at Mercedes-Benz. It doesn't. You said it doesn't matter where we play these guys, right?
I mean, it's what 3:30 right now.
Yeah.
3:30 right now. We'll be back by 4:30. We'll line up and play anybody that can in Piedmont Park.
We'll go down to Piedmont.
Yeah, I mean, 8 overtimes last year was something, and much was made about you, talking with Kirby, as only two coaches have been through the wars, that stuff. But, I mean, this is one where, you played on Georgia Tech teams that were able to make it a true rivalry. And I think that's what everybody thought you're on the cusp of, or thinks you're on the cusp of right now with Tech versus Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, it is a rivalry game, but it's been a one-sided rivalry game for a lot of years, and that was up to us. That was up to me as the head coach and our players to have people understand the importance of that game. That it's one of the greatest rivalries in the country, and I don't think there's a rivalry game that was played last year that regardless of the outcome of the football game, which hearing about it today is maybe just adamant, just sick and ill at my stomach right now. Mm. So, good luck to people I got to see tomorrow. But it's one of those things that at the end of the game, you didn't see the fighting, you didn't see the flag planting, you saw respect.
Right.
And look, got mad respect for Kirby and everybody on that staff. I know our coaches do. I know that's reciprocated, and then our players have respect for each other both ways. They grew up playing together in the epicenter of the heart of the in the state of Georgia, and the heart of college football. So. There's respect and all that and whatnot, but at the end of the day, it didn't change what we're trying to do and what we want to do and what we work to do every single day.
Coach, you lost Jay Batt. He hired you, and we wish him nothing but the best. Is that going to have
any? We didn't lose him. I know where he's at.
Well, yes, this is true. We can call him, but he is not at Georgia Tech anymore. But is this going to affect you in any way or the program? Because it felt like Jay and you were on the same page. I don't know what it looks like now, but can you talk a little bit about that situation?
Yeah, Jay did a great job. We had a great relationship. Still have a great relationship. He did what was best for the opportunity. Took the opportunity that was best for him and his family. I'm never going to look down at another man for doing that. I mean, we do it as adults, but yet, we want to get mad at a player for making that decision in the portal. Like, come on, we got to understand and be transparent here. Whether it's adults, whether it's our athletes that we're coaching, right, everybody's got to do what's best for them and their family. Okay, and there's no hard feelings when that happens, right? But then you got to look to move. You have to move on. You can't, you know, look behind you. And then you're looking to either be equal and continue it going or be better. What you don't want to do is take a step back. And I think, you know, Dr. Cabrera and his decision to hire Ryan and the search committee and the board that were behind it, I'm so excited about the future. In the limited time I've been able to spend with him here in the first 2 weeks, so excited about the future of our entire athletics program.
Wrapping up with Coach Brent Key of Georgia Tech, and again, having a great staff and guys that get the job done. Buster Faulkner gets his contract extension and a raise, and he deserves it.
Yeah, he does. You know, we're in a go earn it world, and you know, it's a great representation too for our players. You know, I want players to earn what they get. I want coaches to earn what they get. I want to be held accountable to earn, what I'm able to receive, and that's the world we live in. That's what's going to make our players and their future, and when they're done playing football, you know, really be successful. Buster's earned it. I'm so happy for him, for Tia, and his family. He loves the program. He loves the players. The players love him. He's great for the staff. He's a great friend of mine. And I only want what's best for him and his future. And he's made that decision, and we were able to reward him for it. And it just goes to show the alignment that starts at the top of Dr. Cabrera, the support we have from Dr. Cabrera to be able to do these things and support our program and improve our program. Because, you know, we're not going anywhere, guys. And this is just another, you know, big thing out there that shows that we weren't a flash in the pan or, you know, blip on the radar. I mean, we're here to stay.
Coach, I'm high on you guys. I'm telling you right now. I've been saying it publicly because I talk to people over there, enough of your coaches. Everybody's talking about the vibe, man, and everybody feels good about where this thing is. Opening night, guys, at Colorado, 8 o'clock, Friday, August 29th. Georgia Tech opens the season. Coach Key, man, good luck. We know you're going to do damage this year. Glad to have you back on the show. And as always, man, we wish you nothing but the best.
Man, I can't thank y'all enough for y'all's support and friendship and what y'all do and just keeping the talk of sports in Atlanta going, because it's the greatest city in the country for sports at all levels.
It is.
Appreciate you guys.
Best of luck, brother. That's our man.
Go get him, baby. Go get him. There he is, guys. ACC Media Days. All right. Mike, again, for those of you who have not ever had run across Brent Key, Mike can tell you, he's an impressive dude. He loves ball. But, Mike, I just feel like we've said this. When he got the job, he said, he's going to go about this the right way. And it felt like a facade for the guy that was here before Brent Key, who was all sizzle and no steak.
Yeah, Jeff Collins, you know, he was into marketing, but there was no product. It's just like, you're right, man. You nailed it. Brent is old school. And, again, that connection to O'Leary, I mean, I think that's what fans were looking for. It's good vibe.
All right, man, we're coming back. We got plenty more to chop up with you on the phone lines at 404-726-0929. We're asking you how excited you are about the Falcons. They reported today. More info coming out about some of the things that were said by the guys who did speak today. We'll get back into that coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We just talked to the coach And now we're talking to the quarterback. As Mike and I like to say, but wait,
there's more.
Haynes King joining us right now on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Haynes, man, it is good to have you on the show. Last year, a really good year. And you guys offensively, man, you came alive. You ran the ball well. And I was asking Coach, I want to ask you, I said, what are you telling your quarterback? He said, I'm telling him to just be himself. So what do you take from that? What does that mean for you coming into this season and the expectations for Georgia Tech?
I mean, being me has got me to this point is already. Why do I need to try to be something that I'm not, or, you know, push and press to try to do something different? You know, the reasons for success hadn't changed yet. So as long as I'm just still being myself, having fun, letting it rip, I'll be just fine.
Haynes King, man, you know, it's funny because we think of you, if you look at the numbers, you are a dual. Do you think of yourself as a dual threat quarterback?
Yes, sir.
Because you are. I saw it in person in Dublin last year on the wrong side of the Georgia Tech sideline, if you must know. But how much do you pick your spots, though? Because, you know, you also got to stay healthy this year.
A little bit, but, I mean, that's what the strength and conditioning coach is for. You know, put more muscle mass on to do that. And to prepare your body for stuff like that. But also, you know, we've been talking, and sometimes I do need to know when to slide, when not to, take care of my body, certain hits on certain shoulders, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I'm going to do what's needed to win.
So you guys return about, just percentage-wise, 87% of your passing yards, 84% of your rushing yards. Point is, you have a lot of guys that can get it done. What are the expectations for this offense this upcoming season? And we know you guys went through spring ball. Everybody felt really good. But what do you feel like you guys are going to be able to do this upcoming season? Offensively, I'm talking about Haynes, obviously, with you under center.
I think we're going to be even more explosive than last year. Mm. Just with who we added and what we have returning. The guys coming back and the camaraderie that we have and the confidence level that Buster has and us executing it. So, like I said, I feel like we're going to be even more explosive than we already are.
We just talked with your coach, Brent Key, as Haynes King, guys, Tech quarterback, joins us here. You know, he also wants to run the football, and with Jamal Haynes coming back and you added another guy in the portal, you've got the run game as balanced as ever for your Georgia Tech offense?
I think everything's balanced as ever. Not even just the running backs and receivers, like the tight ends that we added, they're going to help us out in the run game and the pass game with who they are. And a lot of them is going to be veteran guys that's been here or even been in college football. So, you know, with adding that, they're going to know where to be at the right place and at the right time.
Haynes, you and Aaron Filo, what's the relationship like, you know, with you guys helping each other out? What's that relationship like?
I mean, me and Father, we're real close. You know, that's just the kind of people, one, of who we are, and two, it's the kind of room that Coach Winky has built. He takes pride in building a real good room, and he loves competition. Competition is just pretty much iron sharpens iron, you know. Mm-hmm. It's going to push both of us. And Father's pushed me this offseason a lot, and it's improved my game a lot. And then, like I said, throughout competition, healthy competition, we've even came even closer.
Schedule is rough. Going out to Colorado, Clemson, the third week of the season. One thing about, you know, a guy that you get mentioned in the conversation, if you can stay healthy, you know, maybe you're there in New York for the Heisman. Do you think about the next level and trying to get to the NFL?
Oh, of course. I want to play in the NFL. I want to play as long as I can. But you got to win. Winning takes care of that. That'll take care of the Heisman or take care of the NFL. You know, if you look back and date it back, all the history, like teams who win the national championship, there's you know, double-digit numbers on guys that get drafted that year, which, I mean, it shows because they had a hell of a year and they played at a very high, successful way throughout the whole season.
Haynes King joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Coach was telling a story about, I guess it was UCF in the bowl game, and you were telling Buster Faulkner to run the ball, and you guys, you know, run it a bunch of times. What's the relationship like with your coordinator, and how has he helped you grow as a quarterback?
I mean, me and Buster are very close. He's a great person, and I love the fact that, you know, we just extended his contract. That was a big win for our program, you know. But, you know, with what he's done as a play caller is outstanding. He's put people in positions to succeed. He never wants to, you know, put them in bad situations that those guys aren't good at. That's not their strength, stuff like that. But also, in the off season, he does a really good job by compartmentalizing. He knows what you do good. Mm. So we're going to try to develop and do what you do bad, you know, to fix that and to improve your game and just take it to the next level. And I think that's what he does good. And he's also open and honest in what you've improved on, what you haven't, what you need to work on and stuff like that with exit meetings. And that's a big step for me as well.
Hey, before we cut you loose, Haynes, before, you know, you made the transfer from Texas A&M to Georgia Tech, now going into your third year on the flats, is this what you expected your experience at Tech to be?
Oh, for sure. And I mean, some differences. You can't, you know, expect everything. Mm. But it's definitely been fun. And like I said, coming out of the portal, I just wanted an opportunity to play and wanted to surround myself with like-minded people that want to do things the right way. And that's what I think I did. I found a home here at Georgia Tech, and I always call it home.
The goal for Haynes King this season?
The goal for Haynes King is, as a team, I want to win a national championship and the ACC championship.
Fair enough. Yeah,
and
go ahead.
Like
go ahead.
I said, with winning, it'll take care of all the other personal accolades. Right. I'm not really worried about that.
Well, we wish you nothing but the best. I mean, you were a beast last year. I think you're going to be, as you said, even better and more explosive this year. As Mike mentioned, Colorado opening game. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. Haynes King, thanks for joining us here on Dukes and Bell, back in the A, and good luck this season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Cool,
Mike,
man.
This kid ran for 11 touchdowns last
year.
Yeah,
that's it. You know, remember, he did miss a couple of games. It's, you know, that's the thing. And he did say, look, I've got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him. The same down. Thing that anybody, you know, the same thing that Jaden Daniels had to learn in the NFL. And RG3, remember, maybe didn't learn properly when he was, you know, playing at that level. I like his attitude and swagger. There is, I mean, that is the quintessential Texas kind of tough guy. You know
I
what
don't
mean?
Give a damn.
I mean, it's I like it. Yeah. You know, I mean, it is kind of fun because, as we said, for so many years, as you know, for Georgia Tech fans out there, wanting something that gives you a chance, you really are going to have a seat at the table, you know, for a championship.
And by the way, Buster Faulkner has done a really good job with this offense. I mean, when he took it over, I think they were 80th, and they went into like the top 10 or 15. I think certainly in their conference. But right. Mike, if you're picking Georgia Tech, I'm just telling you right now, if you're picking them to be 11th or 12th in this conference. You're mistaken. They're not going to be one of the worst teams in this conference. Mm. Now, the problem is, Mike, you said it. Can they beat Clemson at home? You got to take advantage of these games. They didn't lose a game at home last year.
Right.
Can they repeat that this season?
Media making a big thing up there in Charlotte about the Fran Brown comments before the Syracuse game last year, where basically he was just saying, you know, Brent didn't say anything that was like taunting. They just took it and used it as bulletin board material. They think they're tough, you know, we're tougher. And a lot of folks are circling that date, October 25th, Syracuse. When Syracuse comes to Bobby Dodd.
All right, man. Good stuff with the coach and the quarterback. We'll get you caught up on the latest. Falcons reported today. We'll talk more about it coming up in the 4 o'clock hour here on Dukes and Bell.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.